This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2023 special is brought to you by Ma Sing.
9:21 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Let's take a look at Budget 2023. The upcoming budget on Friday is widely touted to be a people-friendly budget, and this will be the last budget before elections have to be called at the latest by September 2023.
With the widening subsidy bill, higher inflationary pressures, which is not aided by a depreciating ringgit, how will the government navigate this fine balance? What sectors on Bursa Malaysia will be key beneficiaries and which look the most vulnerable to further taxes?
For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Simon Lim, Head of Equities at Hong Leong Asset Management. Simon, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. So broadly, what sectors will likely be in focus for the upcoming budget, do you think?
Hi, good morning. So as you pointed out, yes, election is just around the corner. This is widely seen as a pre-election budget. So we don't expect any negative major surprises in the budget. Okay, we think the government will just stick to what has worked well in the past, which means lots of cash handouts, financial incentives, more focus on ways to address the short-term challenges of the rakyat rather than the long-term development of the country. So definitely there will be quite a bit of focus on the welfare of the B40 group. So all in all, we think the biggest overall winner for this budget should be the consumer sector.
So let's drill down on the consumer sector. Are there names that you like? And maybe should we even consider retail REITs then?
So some of the consumer names we like are your brewery names, you know, Carlsberg, Heineken, even Genting's looks interesting. We also like the Berjaya Food, which is which owns a Starbucks chain in Malaysia. And even some banks, because the banks are actually some sort of a proxy to the consumer demand in Malaysia. Yes, retail REITs are definitely worth a look. They benefit from the rising rentals and improving footfall. But again, we would advise to own well-established names, okay, with solid assets. So one example would be IGB REIT, quality asset. I believe it's trading at about 5.5% gross dividend yield, which looks quite attractive at the moment.
And Simon, if I was observing, right, the Prime Minister and Finance Minister have been going all around talking about sustainability, green, renewable energies, EVs, blah, blah, blah. I just want to get your thoughts, right? When you talk about this shift towards renewables, do you see the government putting in place more incentives, right, to drive these sectors specifically?
Yes, we think there will be some kind of incentives, could be it grants or tax incentives to drive the adoption of renewable energy. And in particular, maybe even tax incentives to make EV cars more affordable. And actually, hopefully, there'll be some incentives to accelerate the implementation of the EV charging infrastructure in Malaysia. I believe that is actually lacking. That's actually one of the main challenges to someone who is thinking about buying an EV car. Because you don't want to be, stuck in a traffic jam, the North-South Highway, with your aircon on and watching your battery go down to zero. It's very stressful, yeah. Yeah, so as to which stocks will benefit, it's a bit hard to say because there's just not many companies, listed companies in Malaysia with 100% of their earnings or bulk of their earnings derived from the local EV industry. So, I mean, if we have to choose, we probably pick some of the auto names like Burma's Auto or even Sime Darby because they do sell some EV cars. But even then, the direct contribution from the sale of EV cars is still quite insignificant for them at the moment.
Now, Simon, you mentioned breweries as one of the beneficiaries in terms of retail spend. But do you expect any increase in sin tax for breweries or even tobacco or gaming sector then?
All right. So for tobacco and breweries, we don't expect any increase in sin tax because our view is that it seems to be counterproductive, especially for tobacco, where every time when they increase tax, you could see the illicit market share just make a new high. Is it? Even over the past few years, in fact, if you see the total collection of the excise duty for tobacco has, in fact, remained flat or even declined over the past few years despite the hike in taxes. So it just defeats the purpose of raising even more tax. For gaming, we also don't expect any rise in taxes simply because the gaming industry hasn't seen a sustainable recovery given the tourism are still actually far below the pre-pandemic level. if you just look at the Genting Malaysia results, in the recent results, they were barely profitable in the previous quarter. And in fact, just three quarters ago, they were still making quite substantial losses.
Simon, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Simon Lim, Head of Equities at Hong Leong Asset Management, giving us his take on some of the sectors that could see some action post-budget 2023. Just giving a little bit of preview on what we can expect when the budget is tabled on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a rakyat-friendly one, nothing earth-shattering, but definitely going to benefit some of the retail stocks out there. Retail REITs too. Those, I think, traditionally have always been in the spotlight actually during budget time.
All right, it's 9:28 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And don't forget, after that, we are kickstarting our new Tuesday program, People, Planet, Profit. We'll have Chong Jen Sun. He's discussing the ESG growing pains for Malaysian businesses with Andrew Chan of PwC. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2023 special was brought to you by Ma Sing. Reinvent spaces. Enhance life.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.